And we agreed. Corey went to work, and I kept him. And I and that's when I had that. We're just getting a hold to the word. I'm telling you, it worked. But when you don't have this covenant right, you can't do it. You're at the mercy of the devil, and he has no. And so we agreed, and I said, Lord, we agreed and prayed. Then I made this statement. I'm going to show you something else in a minute. I made this statement of faith. I said, when he wake up, and I'm going to show you how confidence I was when he woke up. I went in there before he woke up. When I thought he was about to wake up, I went in and cooked some eggs. When he wake up, he's going to eat. And I went in and cooked and fixed the food for him. Kenny woke up, he ate those eggs, and they never slowed down. And I was out to the pharmacy yesterday, tell this, because I take a few prescription drugs. And you know, this little thing that anybody that checks out, I never use it. I like to do it because it seems like it's fun. You punt that red light at it or whatever color light, and it goes, chew! And this girl that working back there, she knows me. I don't know who. I asked her name, but I forgot. She pointed at it, chew! Pointed at the next one. It wouldn't do nothing. She kept pointing. She put it down real close. She pulled it back. She pulled it. Finally, she called the other guy that in charge. She said, about this time, every day, this thing will do this. Watch it. So he took it. He put it down, pulled it back. It wouldn't do anything. He went and print out the same label, you know, so it could, you know, print out another label just like the ones on the bottle. He put it down. And it didn't do anything. I said, I'm going to talk to it. I said, thing, you click now. You do what you're supposed to do. I talked to it. She heard me. She put it down, pulled it back. Choo! She said, what? Because he talked to it. I would not live my life without being a covenant man with the covenant God. It's too risky, too dangerous, too uncertain. I wouldn't let nobody. And so y'all listen to me today. I don't know how far I'm gonna have to be able to go. I wouldn't let no one at this point in my life. There may have been a time, so that's why you have to keep listening. I won't let no one deceive me about my God. I don't care what comes my way. I don't care what comes in the morning, noon, or night. My God is still God. His commandment is dear to me. His stature, his judgment is my life. Hallelujah. I haven't always obeyed them, but thank God he always gave me a second chance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He always gave me space to grow. Anybody in the house? All right. And I found him to be faithful these 77 years. I found God to be faithful. Sometime in the midst of pain, standing your ground to overcome the thing that's trying to overcome you, God is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is a Satan gang plan. It's to blind your mind to this gospel. To make you think, especially you young, you know, you're full of energy and all of this. He don't want you to get your life on track and find out what to do with it. He doesn't want you to live like a fool. Just do whatever the next person do. Have y'all ever seen a beach party, the people on the beach? I know y'all seen it. Sometimes they're out in the water, they juice, they tight, they whatever. It's just all, and people call it living. And then they wake up the next morning, the next day, oh, and all kind of disease get to going, all kind of stuff happen. Sometimes people have to arrest them because they get violent, they get out of control, right? Right. What I'm saying, God wants you to live. He wants you to have fun, but there's a right way. There's a godly way. And those kind of fun costs you more than you can pay. You know, people want to get out in those places and they want to do all kind of stuff. I'm not going to get off into that because I want to talk to you about this long life. How do you live long life? You find out what God has to say about it and live it God's way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The book by the Christ the Healer by F.F. Bosworth said, this is what he said. The name Jehovah Rapha is given to us to reveal our redemptive privilege of being healed. This was one of the first things God talked to Israel about. I'm the Lord, your healer, when they came out of bondage. Hallelujah. This is the very first covenant God gave to Israel after the passing of the Red Sea. And now look what it says. Psalm 105 and verse 37. Hallelujah. How am I doing? Okay. He brought them forth. See, how many of you can spend your money, take care of your obligation, and do what you're supposed to do, sick, confined to a bed? Write your check, drive your car, go to the mailbox, go pay your bill. How many of you can do it? You can't do it, can you? So he brought them forth. Look what he did. What happened? He brought them forth with what? Silver and gold. What do you think silver and gold? How did that make them? What stats? Is that the right word, stats? You would find a person that got silver and gold, lots of it. They'd be rich, wouldn't it? And that was, listen to it now. They were loaded, y'all. Y'all. Listen, they were loaded. He brought them forth also with silver and gold. And there was not one feeble person among their tribe. How many Jews, you know how many Jews was in that crowd, in that coming out of, you know how many came out of Egypt? Do anybody know, have an idea what the number is? They said it was 3 million Jews. That's what they say, 3 million. Can you imagine having 3 million? Not 300, not 30, not 3. Sometimes you find all sick, all three sick. But there was not a what? Feeble person among them. Why? Because they followed God's instruction. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Covenant blessing. See, God didn't intend for none of his children to live their lives and come short of the days he promised them. See, God had promised you a normal day. We're gonna look at that. I said, God had promised you. You have God's promise on that you can live long. And when you are dying at age, babies and adolescent and so forth, and teenagers and all in between. That's not right. Children are supposed to be. How will you become an adult if you die? How will you ever become an adult if you die as a child? Amen. What I want you to see, you cannot live your life ignorantly. You cannot live your life just think you can live and you're going to get by.